Shalom, Haverim. Welcome to the Shofar Ministry Program. This is Dan with my lovely wife and Bible teacher, Reverend Sheila Crawford.
Tada, my dear, and tada to all the listeners for tuning in. We really are blessed to be able to serve you, the body of Christ. And if you are not a member of this wonderful body, pause this program right now and with true meaning, ask Jesus into your heart. So, honey, let us give him great thanks for our salvation.
Okay. Thank you, Abba Father, for sending us your Son, the only way to salvation. You alone are the Lord of Lords, our true Redeemer, our Alpha and Omega, and soon reigning King over all the earth, for your promises are yes and amen. We appreciate your many signals pointing to your return. We continue to pray for our president that he assists you in fulfilling prophecy. And as always, we ask that you keep knocking on the doors of our loved ones' hearts so they too might experience that wonderful peace that passes all understanding. We pray this in Yeshua's name. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, any news tonight? Probably do Israel first.
Okay, let's talk particularly about the Palestinians Gaza Strip, governed by the terrorist group Hamas, who I am sure is realizing that terrorism really does pay, as well provides a continuing example for other terrorist factions, as the Palestinians Fatah group led by Mahmoud Abbas over in the West Bank.
Yeah, right. Isn't there a possible truce ready to be implemented?
That's what I understand. And I guess you could say that's why terrorism does pay off, because it's pure bribery. This agreement is being mediated by Egypt and the UN, hopefully to be accepted by Israel if and when terrorism completely stops, but so far has not.
So the biased UN is involved?
Oh, yes. And that is never a good thing, especially if they want to bring in their troops, which Israel has never approved of.
But who is the real winner in all this?
Well, the terrorists, of course.
Yep.
In this plan, this upcoming plan, Hamas will be getting massive amounts of money, rebuilding infrastructure, and so much more if they stop the attacks over the Gaza border with Israel.
What is Israel getting in this deal besides a halt to terrorism?
Well, two kidnapped soldiers and the remains of some Israelis. You know, it's just amazing how over and over, year after year, time and time again, Israel gives in to its aggressors. But no doubt the international community pressures them.
Okay, what about Israel's northern border with Syria?
Apparently, with Russia's coordination, Syria is back in control at the Golan border, which Israel is okay with because at least the Iranian guards and Hezbollah, well, they think, is on their way out. Israel had minimal problems before the civil war when Syria alone watched over the areas, and that was in the past, of course, but Israel believes they can get along again. Really, they don't have a lot of choice.
Yeah, and over here, the Mueller investigation continues on.
Yes, with actually, though, more evidence against the Dems being exposed. So, and I also want to mention that finally yesterday, the Pope came out against the sexual abuse of 300 more child abusers in the Diocese of Pennsylvania. I think we can all agree, talk is cheap. I've heard this before. Results need to be seen. The continued massive cover-up must be brought to light with real consequences of jail time. How timely that just last week we finished the teaching in the book of Jude, which describes these very evil apostates and false teachers, because it's easier to hide their perversion, infiltrating especially the churches and even other areas of society. In fact, most, causing great harm to our children. It's time to expose the many others still getting away with it. And in my opinion, mandatory celibacy needs to be revisited.
Yeah, amen to that. Okay, we welcome all your comments and end time questions, either by email shofarministries.net, or call the office. But you must leave a detailed message too, 440-834-9006, and we will call you back. Or by regular mail to Post Office Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. Your love offerings are received with gratitude.
Actually, a lot of gratitude.
And any correspondence will automatically add you to our monthly newsletter list. You can also bless us with your donation by clicking the Partner with Us button on the left side of our webpage, shofarministries.net, where you will also find our past radio and teaching letters archived for your learning pleasure. And mark your calendars for September 7th. We will be at Chester Christian Center in Chesterland, Ohio at 7 p.m.
Okay, so, well, as we have mentioned over the last 2 weeks, we are currently in a special season on God's real calendar called Teshuvah. Now, some of you might be thinking, why do we as Christians need to know this?
Or actually, why study our Hebrew roots at all?
Well, first and foremost is because it is our Christian roots. You know, when I was a child attending St. Aloysius Catholic School in Cleveland, Ohio, our faith was called Judeo-Christianity. And somewhere along my many years, Judeo was dropped. And so later, around my 30s, and being, I believe, intensely led by the Holy Spirit, I began searching. So to learn about my first century Jewish Jesus, and I say first century, because later on, especially during the Dark Ages, changes were made and some teachings were ignored, while adding man-made traditions that Jesus never did.
As in wearing the yarmulke.
Right. That was added much later. So, should you want to do some study on your spiritual roots, stick to the first century. You know, there is a four-volume book series that I learned a lot from called Judaism in the First Century by George Foote Moore. But I do suggest to just begin with the appointments of the Lord, and that those are outlined in Leviticus 23, and then the idiomatic expressions of their day. Those are the two most important areas to enhance your Bible study. By the way, finally, other Christian teachers are sharing these basic truths. But, again, keep it simple. So to enjoy the ride.
Yes. Be sure to check out our webpage, shofarministries.net.
Right, because between all the teaching letters and archived radio programs, you can glean just about all of what students need to know. In fact, last fall, we did a 6-part radio teaching on the fall feasts, which are set appointments from the Lord to his righteous ones. Hello? Is that you? Also, last spring, we taught on his spring appointments, which Jesus has already kept.
You know, he surely has.
Mm-hmm. You know, all 7 feasts are very important for our understanding of the times we live in, because we do believe he will very soon fulfill the fall appointments as well.
Well, of course. Why wouldn't he?
I know, exactly. Sadly, the main reason we are hearing different versions of eschatology is because many are lacking in the basic understanding of our Christian Hebrew roots.
So, therefore, misinterpret important pieces of information.
Yes, especially in idiomatic terms and phrases used in Scripture.
Mm-hmm.
You know, remember, according to Romans 11, we, if you have accepted the Messiah into your heart, well, we've been grafted into his olive tree,
which is an idiom for his original followers,
making us, too, the heirs of his promises.
Proving the appointments are meant for us, too.
Exactly so. And we here at Shofar Ministries share what we know, always sure to stay balanced, keeping it simple, and never, ever, ever to be legalistic. Because the reason for the law was to be a tutor to better see their need for a Savior. So, therefore, longing for the Messiah who would fulfill the law.
Yeah, read Galatians, especially chapter 3.
Absolutely, that's right. Now, with all that said, know this. Because of Jesus, nothing has to be done on our part, only to learn why, thereby increasing your knowledge of Him to see more clearly the entire plan of God and of who He is, which then, of course, brings you into a very rewarding, much closer relationship, which, by the way, should be all our goals. Unfortunately, it is not always the Christian's goal.
Yeah, well, you know, many are lazy.
Well, just as was prophesied, would be the case of the end time church, and I think that was called Laodicea.
Yeah, you can read it in Revelation 3, I believe.
Indeed.
Okay, back to Teshuvah.
Yes. So, what knowledge should we glean from this current season? Well, a lot. Because the word means to return, but better yet, to repent for not being as close to the Lord as we should. Now, tell me the church wouldn't benefit from adhering to this season.
Right. We all need to get a closer walk with Jesus.
I know, right? Mm-hmm. So, on the Hebrew 360-day lunar calendar, Teshuvah always begins on Elul 1, which on our 365-day Gregorian solar calendar, this year, 2018, Teshuvah began on August 12th and continues for 40 days to Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement.
However, the first 30 days are observed differently than the last 10 days.
Where the shofar trumpet is blown daily, the first 30 days, along with special pre-dawn prayers for forgiveness. But on the 30th day, also called the last trump, 100 blasts are blown to also usher in the new year, called the Feast of Trumpets or Rosh Hashanah.
And that means head of the new year.
That's right. This grand feast, Rosh Hashanah, is celebrated for 2 days and was believed during Jesus' day and still today by the more religious Jews that some year the resurrection would occur on one of these 2 days. And no one knows which day or hour, which is another common phrase used for this particular Feast of Trumpets.
So it's the birthday of the world.
More specifically, the birthday or creation of Adam. What's really cool is that Paul said that some year the rapture / resurrection will happen at the last trump, which is an idiom used for Rosh Hashanah.
1 Corinthians 15:51.
That's right. So, don't you think the month before the possible resurrection, or rapture if you're still living, just might call for some introspection, maybe? Well, they certainly did, and the Orthodox still do today. Now, of course, our sins are covered by the blood. But knowing that just maybe the resurrection / rapture might happen in some fall season might get you a little excited, especially since James 5 infers that probability too.
Yeah, right, when the fruits all come in.
There are a few examples of God actually chastising his people more during this season, like a warning to turn more towards him. Now, like we know, God commanded Jonah to go to Nineveh to seek their repentance during Teshuvah, giving them the 40 days to repent. And Teshuvah corresponds to the 40 days that Moses spent on Mount Sinai repenting to God for Israel's golden calf incident. Then returning on the Day of Atonement, Yom Kippur, with a new set of tablets.
More on this feast in September.
That's right, next month. Also, in Daniel's account of Babylon's handwriting on the wall, according to historical records, well, that happened during Teshuvah as well. And by connecting the dots, we can see that when Jesus was baptized, we know that John the Baptist was proclaiming for all to repent. It makes sense. It was the first day of Teshuvah, for Jesus then went into the wilderness, not to repent, but to prepare for his ministry that would begin on his 30th birthday, just 5 days after, on Yom Kippur, after Yom Kippur, on the first day of the Feast of Tabernacles.
Yeah, it was Jewish law that a man could not enter his ministry until he was 30.
And he scrupulously adhered to it so we could benefit by the knowledge of our roots.
It helps to complete the big puzzle.
All right, yes. Each piece plays a part and must fit.
Yeah.
Never lose sight that all this was purposely prearranged and set up by God. He is very exact and precise in everything he has set forth to happen for our learning today. You know, Paul said something great in Romans 15:4. What was that, honey?
Whatever things were written before were written for our learning, that we, through the patience and comfort of the Scriptures, might have hope.
Another example is in Haggai chapter 1, verse 1, where he right away makes sure the reader knows it was the first day of the sixth month,
which is Elul 1, the first day of Teshuvah.
So on your own, please read the first chapter and you'll see that they truly needed to turn more toward God. For they knew of him, but were not moving toward him. Now think about that as it applies to the church, to all of us. Do you know him but are comfortable staying where you are and not growing closer to him? Have you heard the statement, if you are not going forward, it's the same as going backward? I cannot say this enough, but nothing in his word is there by accident. He purposely tells us what season it is for a reason. And most just read right over it because many just want to shy away from his Jewishness, not even caring to learn some simple basic tenets of our faith. And don't tell me Hebraic roots aren't in the New Testament when, in fact, the entire writing of John's Gospel is surrounded by all the feasts. Remember, the New Testament was penned by Jews. Now, another example is in Ezekiel 8, where once again God makes sure that we know that it's the sixth month. And always this is on the Hebrew calendar, of course. When he is shown Israel's idolatry in the temple, along with all manner of abominations, even amongst the elders, hiding in the dark like God couldn't see them. So God says, I will now act in my fury. So in chapter 9, during Teshuvah, the wicked are slain, but not the righteous who had a seal of protection. If this sounds familiar, it's because this is a typology of what will happen in Revelation, where the sealed ones in chapter 7, who represent the 144,000 of the 12 tribes of Israel, they will receive salvation right after the rapture, but then are sealed for protection just before the seals are opened and judgment begins. So again, Ezekiel 8 and 9 is a great read for typology. I hope that you will do that. But I'll leave you with this. You need to think of Elul as the final preparation month just before your wedding. Of course, this preparation is not physical and material in nature, but here it's spiritual. You know, like a New Year's resolution that we all make to get closer to Jesus, to our soon coming King. Well, let me just tell you this. The Hebrew letters for Elul, which is Aleph, Lamed, Vav, and Lamed, is actually an acronym for the Hebrew words Ani La Dodi Vidodi Li, and that's from the Song of Songs, chapter 6, 3, that says, I am my beloved, and my beloved is mine. Wow. Also, according to the traditional Jewish thought, this month can also be a time when God's people find particular favor with him due to judgment on their enemies, as we read in Nehemiah 6. So, it can be a time for reprimanding his people or a time to reprimand their enemies. But it definitely is the time of reprimanding. And it is interesting when looking back at history, many significant events do happen during Teshuvah, which comes on the calendar, can be late August, anytime in September. And of course, I think of 9/11. That happened during Teshuvah. During Teshuvah, Isaiah 55, 6 and 7 is often quoted, where it says, seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him teshuvah to the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Wow. That is why they blow the shofar during teshuvah, because it's a wake-up call to be alert. Ephesians 5, 14 through 16 says, wake up, O sleeper, rise from the dead, and Messiah will shine on you. Be very careful, then, how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. That applies to us today, for sure. You know, we all need to repent for the sin of omission. That means for not spending more time with him in his word. This season is a good time to really look inward. Well, unless, of course, you can say, oh, no need. My life and my home are completely in order, and my relationships are exactly as God would have them. Really? Who can say that? So, first and foremost, if you don't know Jesus Christ as your Savior, you are foolish and being set up for the great deception. Teshuvah, turn to the Lord before it's too late. Jesus is knocking on the door of your heart. He's got to be saying, why won't you accept my free gift to you? Or, if you are saved by grace, use this month of Elul to get closer to him. Study to show yourself approved unto God. My heart just breaks when I think of so many that just won't accept the truth and don't want to go deeper into his word. You know, there's a lot of evidence out there. Jesus, your Savior, did pay your entire debt for all your sins. And I always say, would you rather pay it yourself in hell? It's always your choice. Leave you with the ironic blessing. The Lord will bless you and keep you. The Lord will make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord will lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Oh my, turn to him. Give him your heart. He loves you so much. Till next time, Sha'alu Shalom Yerushalayim. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem, because those who love her, Jerusalem, will prosper. That's Psalm 122, verse 6. Jerusalem, our future home. I can't wait. What about you? Turn to him more deeply, especially during this season. You never know. The resurrection / rapture is going to happen. Maybe this year. Shalom.
Thanks for listening to this week's broadcast from Shofar Ministries, hosted by Sheila Crawford on AM 1220, The Word. If you would like to help keep this show on the air, please visit the Shofar Ministries website, shofarministries.net. That's all one word, shofarministries.net. Once you're there, click the donate button on the left side of the page, and it will take you to the PayPal secure payment site. If you don't use the internet, you can send your check or money order donation to the following address, Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. That's Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. For any questions or comments about this program, please send an email to Sheila at the following address, Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. That's Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. Please join us next Tuesday night at 8 for Shofar Ministries right here on AM 1220, The Word. The preceding program was brought to you by Shofar Ministries.